theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, friends.
Hello, Quinn. How are you doing today, honey?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I didn't sleep very much last night because I got so hooked into a book. It was crazy.
Yeah, I am really excited to talk about this book because you got hooked. I am now hooked into it, and I'm more than halfway through, and I am just so excited to finish it. It's one of the best books we've read in a long time.
It's such a trip. So the book is called Educated, and it is a nonfiction book, which is honestly unbelievable when you really think about what the story is about. And it's written by Tara Westover, and I first heard about this book from Libby. You know, Libby's the free app to allow you to borrow books digitally from your library. All you need is a library card. Highly recommend to
all of
our listeners. And we kept on seeing it at the top of like most popular, but always requiring one to put a hold on it. You can't instantly get it straight to your device because it was in demand and they didn't have enough digital copies of it at the library. So I kept an eye on it for about a year at this point now, and I just got access to it maybe like 2 days ago, and I got it in digital audio format and in readable format. And I was kind of excited about it. I mean, the book's called Educated. The cover's a picture of a pencil. I honestly had no idea what this story was going to be about. Open the book and I start getting into it. And what I find out from the description is it's basically the story of the author's life when she was raised in a rural part of Idaho, part of a very, very devoted, Mormon group. And she is so embedded in it that the father doesn't want her to get public education. So she's unable to go to any school all the way until she's 18. But as she gets up to the opportunity for university, she's starting to transition to want to go and pursue education. And it's an insane story of how she ended up doing so.
I mean,
to go from like no education, we're talking zero, ABC, 1, 2, 3, no homeschool. This is working at home doing just regular type of tasks that an adult would. And she had no school and then is on a mission to go get higher education.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
It is. And it's an unbelievable story that she actually did. I mean, at age 17, she took the ACT and applies to go to college.
Right.
She was really encouraged by her one brother who left the family early on to go and pursue his own education. And he was very successful in that. And he encouraged her to do the same thing. And they helped her get into it. And she's literally discovering like history of the United States for the first time.
Right.
Ever.
History of the world.
History of the world for the first time at 17 years old, like didn't know what the Holocaust was.
Yeah.
Didn't know what the civil rights, didn't even know that there were people who were enslaved here in the United States.
Yeah.
And so it was, I mean, it's a trip altogether, but I mean, really the whole thing from beginning to, I mean, I'm not quite at the end yet, but her family is very evangelical. I mean, it's so, so, so extreme in the Mormon religion. And so they really, I mean, they take everything so literally. They don't go see doctors. They believe public school is going to misinform and miseducate their children the way that the government wants. So it's very conspiratorial. Everything.
Yeah.
And so it prevents her. It gives this kind of a fear. And it's amazing to just, I mean, my favorite part is her epiphanies. It's what she starts to realize as she just like barely starts cracking open the door. I mean, she didn't even know how to study for a class when she first got there. You know, she didn't know that what she was given, the textbook, she didn't know it was a textbook. She didn't know that's how you study.
Yeah.
And like for her to be able to kind of piece in part you know, parcel these things together.
Just to push through.
Just to push through. It was incredible. But it really, what it underscores more than anything else is the importance of education.
Yeah. Well, there's so many deeper stories within it, like deeper meanings within each chapter.
There are.
And it is relatable to every single person on earth.
Everyone.
I mean, I didn't realize it, but this book was all over the internet.
Everywhere.
Like Ellen, Oprah, everyone's interviewing her because it's so profound. It's so insightful into kind of what's really occurring in the United States of America still today.
Yeah, in a lot of rural areas. But what was really like kind of shocking almost to me also was, you know, when we were working over in Nicaragua, we worked with the San Juan del Sur Library, and we would go with them to all these different really rural schools out there.
Right.
And we talked to the teachers and principals, and they said the number one thing is getting the kids to come to school and convincing the parents to send them to school, because they find their kids to be more useful at home working and taking care of the other kids or working on, you know, like the farm than, you know, it's worth more to the family in general than it is to send them here. So yeah, like having lunches, free lunches, for example, is one thing that brings them in. And this is, we're talking about rural Nicaragua.
Yeah.
This is happening in our own country.
Right.
Like straight up.
Honestly, more often than not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, so the one thing about this book is it takes it to an extreme. I mean, this is where there's no education for the children at all. Mm-hmm. But even if you just like damper that down a little bit where the family doesn't even appreciate the public education, like let's say they just send them to school because they have to send them to school, but the mindset in the household is education is not something that's going to benefit you long term. Like, why do you have to learn about U.S. history? How's that going to help you succeed in life? You know, those types of my ideas and thoughts poison.
Or just taking it even to the more extreme of, it's not just you shouldn't get an education, why do you learn it? Like that learning it is bad for you.
Yeah.
That learning it is not going to be good for the future of you, the family, and X, Y, and Z. And it's just, it really dives into, you know, I mean, we've all had a childhood, right? If you're an adult and you're listening to this, you've had a childhood, and it takes you back into the roles of family when you are a child and what you are raised with, the environment, and you know, that you are born into like your first tribe and as a family, and you just think, well, whatever they say, that's the truth, right? And if you're completely isolated from anything else that would show you otherwise, like you're removed from public school, you're removed from, you're completely isolated
in a bubble,
that you really are trying to make sense of things, and you just can't help but, you know, I mean, it's the nurture you're given.
Right. That's an interesting point too, because you're creating your own reality when you're forced to be in that bubble. You have to make, you're making sense of what is not true, because you're only getting one single source of information. And in doing so, you're not living a life that's really understanding how the world works.
Right.
And it's honestly the most unjust thing to do to a child. Because then when they come out of it, they have to, this is all about the process of her really figuring out what is real, what is truth, what is not. And like, it just takes so much time and so many struggles, and there's so much heartache and pain, and it's a crazy story.
It really is. I mean, even when people get really, really injured and they have to go to the hospital, like her brother's brain is literally coming out of his skull.
There's so many things.
They don't want him to go to the hospital, and you're just like, what the heck? This is crazy. But, you know, it really, it's fascinating story for sure.
I will say that this book, I looked at it. I once I kind of got into it a bit, I realized it didn't feel like the book for me. It was, you know, female's perspective, her journey. And I didn't feel as though there's any relationship to my life. The more you read into it, the more you realize this is deep. This is relatable to every single person in some form or another. And by you getting into it and learning about it, and it's so poetic. She's such a great, incredible writer. The more you kind of get into those deeper roots of what the underlying messages are, if you start to become honest with yourself in a weird way, you start finding ways that it relates to you currently, society, to the world around you, like everything. And you're like, holy cow, this is wild. I don't know. It just, I feel like that's why it became such a popular book. That's why Oprah and Ellen were like, this needs to be shared. I want to have you on my show and interview. I mean, how often does Ellen have an author on her show?
Yeah.
It's so rare. There's deeper underlying messages that have so much meaning that are really, really going to connect with anyone who gives it a chance. Another thing is, this is one of those books that reminds me of, you know, an assignment in high school. Like, I could have been assigned this book in high school, and I would have been like, why do I have to read this? And I start reading and I'm like, I'm giving up. But then when you kind of allow it to evolve, you know, allow yourself to be honest as you're reading it, or like trying to just think about those deeper underlying messages that they're referring to. And sometimes, like, it's like there's a whole thing on racial injustice in there. And like, you think about what's going on today with all these things, and the way that it was like perspective from just a really tight moment, a singular moment, it really makes you dig deep. And you're like, whoa. And the way she presents it is just so poetic. It's unlike any other writer that I've ever read. I mean, it is, I don't know how she's going to top it. I honestly don't. It's her memoir, but she is such an insanely talented writer.
Like, yeah.
I don't like hyping it up that much, but it's true.
It is beautiful. It is beautifully written. And she touches on so many, like, I love what you're saying. There's something in there for absolutely every single person. And that's so true. I mean, it touches on so many, you know, like touch points of ignorance, basically. Like, what happens when you don't ever, when you're not allowed to grow up and become your own person?
Yeah.
You know, like what happens to you as an individual when you don't, I mean, is ignorance always bliss? Not necessarily.
No.
Right?
I mean, well,
a lot of times you just don't know.
Yeah.
And she touches on definitely on racial inequality, on like family, on mental disorders, and just, I mean,
there's so much to relate to.
There's much.
Even like you lightly mentioned a few minutes ago, the medication, like how when people need medicine, or like her brother, and he had an accident and his brain, it's not doing too well.
Yeah.
And they don't want to take him to the hospital when really it's like life or death. I mean, it does take that to an extreme. But when you think about medications today, I mean, we're all going through this virus right now. And there's so many people who don't want to get a freaking vaccine.
Yeah.
And I understand their perspective because this has been fast forwarded. But at the same time, when you're reading this book, it makes you wonder where those thoughts are coming from. What is it that's preventing them from wanting to get a vaccine? What are they scared of? What is the deeper meaning? You know, and that's some really relevant things. And this book came out way before the pandemic. So
yeah, 2018.
It's amazing that it's relatable to so much that's going on currently in society, with myself, with the world. Like, it is fascinating how they put it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a piece of art. And like I said, this is not the kind of book that I would ever think that I would be, you know, grabbing to go and read. And like, this is something that I literally woke up in the middle of the night and I finished the whole book in one freaking night. It's crazy. I've never done that before, especially not with a nonfiction. I mean, nonfictions don't really hook you like that, you know? This one caught me. And I have to say that I want to meet anyone. If any of you have listened to this book or read the book prior to us making this podcast, I want you to reach out to me, because it automatically puts me in a deeper connection with you by knowing that you picked this book up and you read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know anyone that's read this book. In a weird way, I really think about it and I'm like, who would have read this book? And I was like, maybe my grandma would have if she was alive, or, you know, I don't know who would read this book. But those who read it, I want to know, how did you find that book? What made you feel connected to it? I mean, there's so much in there, and I've never felt that kind of deep connection. I mean, you heard me in the middle of the night, honey. I was rolling around like, babe, this book is incredible. These stories, there's certain chapters where she just ends with like the most beautiful microphone drop, where it's just like, whoa, that was deep. Like, we have those deep moments on the podcast where I'm like, wow, that we're getting deep here, honey. Or, wow, well said. The way that she does it in the book is more like a perfect poem to conclude this really crazy story of a chapter.
Yeah.
And it just concludes so nicely and ties it together where it's not like, you remember Arl Stein and Goosebumps, mm-hmm. and you would read the last sentence and be like, damn it, I got to start the first two sentences of the next chapter.
It's the same.
It's kind of like that, but it also, sometimes it's conclusive where you just feel like that last chapter, that was a segment and that was a conclusion. Like that, there was an ending to that, but it just a little bit of light to the next one. Mm-hmm. And then you want to go to the next one. But it really like kind of isolates each chapter where it's a sense of fulfillment that that one is now complete, ready for the next one.
Yeah, it almost makes you pause and reflect too.
Absolutely.
You know, that's, I think that's the power of her words in these those last sentences in each chapter. And I think, well, there's one that really hit me hard and I'll read it to you.
Yeah.
She says, it's strange how you give the people you love so much power over you. My life was narrated for me by others. Their voices were forceful, emphatic, absolute. It had never occurred to me that my voice might be as strong as theirs.
I love that one.
And that if you want to really condense something down, I mean, certainly something in my life, education has empowered me in my ability to figure out my own voice. And I think everyone has their own different paths in life and whatnot, but it wasn't even undergrad. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until like grad school where I was like, wow, I think actually, you know, like how long that took me to like figure out. And I still am, you know, like figuring out how strong the power of my own voice and to not let my life be dictated by others as much, mm-hmm. right? Like take in feedback, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, I mean, really there's a strong lesson for people who completely isolate themselves and don't ever, you know, allow the outside in, right? And that's like, that's her family, that's her father.
Yeah.
But there's really also a lot to be said in trying to figure out your own voice and standing on your own 2 feet and getting that strength and not feeling like you're beholden to any one other person or group, right?
Yeah. And their voices.
And their voices that even though they're speaking really loud, right? Sometimes it's the loudest ones who you're like, oh man, why would I ever be? I could never be like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean just to be have your own strong voice doesn't mean you have to be loud.
Right.
You know, that you can actually find your own strength within. And it really, at the core of all this, I mean, it's in the title of the book, it's educated, right? And definitely. I think that we can all have a discussion on like how education should evolve and where it's going to go for sure, even post-pandemic, right? But I think the one thing that she strikes home all the way is, I mean, education can really set you free and actually give you strength in finding your own voice, because you're not being indoctrinated by these professors or by these teachers. They're basically, you know, you're being taught about what's gone on before you, how to do, you know, calculus, algebra, all of these different things. And you're like, oh, why do I need to know? Well, these skills do actually come to fruition, and they actually just, if anything, they give you that confidence that you need, that you can, that efficacy, that you can really do things that you put your mind to.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, you and I are very connected with the land grant mission, right? Mm-hmm. That Oklahoma State University is, there are several others all around the country.
Yeah.
With their mission of really truly helping others in rural areas who would not really ever have access to education, to allow them to have the ability to get their higher education, right? So if they were still in an insular, isolated, tiny little school, which we had friends who actually graduated with like 30 different kids.
Yeah.
30 kids in their whole class, like crazy, so small, didn't even use internet, didn't use computers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that still exists in the United States. And they come to the Oklahoma State University campus, this land grant, because it's like, come on, come all, right?
Welcome, yeah.
Welcome in.
And culture shock.
Boom. Whoa, boom. Like they've never seen a person of another ethnicity before, first time. And they've never encountered, you know, people who don't believe in God, right? Yeah. There are certain things where you're taking input of all these different perspectives and whoa. But it's more than what you learn in the classroom and in a textbook that education really, you know, helps individuals, I think, as they're learning to grow up and become the best version of themselves.
Yeah. It's a process that involves a lot more. And this book also emphasized the importance of learning all different aspects of education. Like,
right.
She never thought that she would have to, this is a small example, it's not a spoiler, but she never thought that she would have to learn algebra to be able to pursue a degree in music or, you know,
right.
to be a professional singer. And she freaking explains it so well as she's learning algebra, how that is just clicking in her head. And it tells the reader why all those classes are mandatory for you in high school.
Right.
You know, like when she understood the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I didn't know that those types of, you know, things make sense like that. Like,
yeah,
things
that they exist in nature, that you can actually calculate. Yeah.
And by taking that, that does help in every single aspect of, for her example, at the time, it was like music.
Right.
Or when you're like, when you're doing construction, when she asked her father for help doing some difficult algebra equation, he couldn't explain it at all how he got to the right answer. But he got the right answer. But you need to know how you got the right answer. Mm. It's so essential for long-term progress and growth. And it's just, it was so impressive how it, like, really, because I remember being in high school, like, why the heck do I got to take pre-calc? I'm just trying to get a business degree here. Can't I just focus on, you know, marketing or entrepreneurship classes? No, it really does help a lot. Like, you don't need to do it every day. You don't need to use sine and cosine and tangent, all that stuff. But by you knowing that this is how the world works, this is going to really benefit you long-term as you're, like, going through your educational journey or your life journey in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, any exposure and experience is one of the reasons why, you know, we're always so encouraging people when it's time, like, go out and travel, like, go out of your own, go out of your home state, go out of your home country. Like, these things, we're not talking about, you know, like, reading a book doesn't do it justice. You have to actually go out and, like, you know,
reading a book can help.
It 100% can help. 100%. But I think that there's also a lesson in, don't be afraid to ask for help, right? Yeah. There's a
huge lesson in that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's like, she didn't know that you could actually apply for FAFSA, right? Which is basically like, if you have low income
grant money,
then you can have a grant from the federal government. But because, you know, our family was very much against the federal government, they would never allow her to take that money. But it came to a point where she didn't have any other route. And it was like, it was the most amazing thing ever.
Right.
And that her experience of not, like, going to school. I mean, how many kids have experienced this where they're going to school and they can't be, she said she couldn't be as curious as the normal student, because all she could think about was, I can't lose my scholarship. I have to make sure I get the grade. So it was just about getting the grade, so I don't lose my scholarship, so I don't get kicked out of school. Yeah. And then when she filed for the FAFSA, she was like, wow, all of a sudden, like, education became like a whole, like, so fun and exciting, because I didn't have the burden of, you know, having to think about how am I going to actually pay for my rent this month or and whatnot. And I think that's, you know, I mean, just
asking for help
is a really important thing.
And that's a theme that carries over beyond the scholarship grant education aspect. Asking for help when it comes to going to a doctor's or like having a counselor. She went to a bishop often because she was, you know, fully embedded in the whole Mormon thing at the very beginning. But that asking for help, learning to be comfortable, learning that in a weird way, you know what? You're not invincible. You know, that she gives the story of Bob Marley and how he had cancer in his toe. And if he just was comfortable getting rid of a foot, he would still be alive today.
Wow.
But because he didn't, we know the rest of history.
Yeah.
And it's basically a central theme. It's like, you got to be comfortable asking for help. You got to be willing to let go of some ideas and some thoughts to ensure that you're doing the best thing that you can possibly do to progress forward and live your best life.
So true.
Oh, man, it was such a deep book.
I know.
I really do hope some of our friends do check it out, because it's a little bit of a heavy one, but if you're willing and comfortable, you know, kind of get going there, it is an unbelievable story. I mean, it's nonfiction, and she does a really great she puts her best effort in ensuring that it's not biased with what she's discussing.
Yeah.
Like she, at the end of any like story, she'll have asterisks at the bottom and say, this is morphed based on my memory. When I later asked them about this, like she really puts in the effort to show that this is what she found from her journals. This is what she found from her emails amongst the other individuals in the stories. This is what they remember. This is what I remember. And then puts it all together to be as truthful as possible. And therefore, 100%, it is a nonfiction book, but it is so unbelievable.
Yeah.
You will think it's fiction.
Yeah, it's interesting. She has this moment where she actually writes down a very like traumatic experience she's had with a family member, and she writes it in her journal for the first time exactly the way that it happened according to her. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was the first time. I mean, she was like, I think she was 17 at that point. She was, mm-hmm. you know, going back and forth between home and college.
Yeah.
And she said, I wrote it down in my journal, and that was the first time where I had to look at it and not adjust what happened to someone else's narrative. Like I was finally able to say, this is what actually happened. I don't have to lie about it to anyone and be in fear that I'm going to get reprimanded for it.
Right.
And so that moment of truth and honesty, mm-hmm. I think was super empowering for her. She changed. There are a lot of moments where she changes, but I think that, you know, regardless of, I mean, there are cultures all around the world that we have actually experienced too, where women are really, you know, told like, no, your place is in the home. And that's what she was taught, you know, that your place is not to be educated.
You're going
to
be a mom.
Yeah. Like you're, or just like even telling a girl once she starts growing up that you're like, you can't be like other girls. Don't be like other girls. They're all whores.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's like a narrative that a person, especially a girl, mm-hmm. can like feel like she has to take on in order to appease, whether it's a culture or a family or an ideology or whatever it is, it's really powerful if you don't have any other inputs.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And it's, she does this really, really great job of like, you know, being super honest about how torn she is back and forth between mm-hmm. like where mm-hmm. she's from and where she wants to go and where mm-hmm. she sees herself. And mm-hmm. she finally kind of admits that she's a wild person. Like she's different, you know, she knows that she's different.
Definitely.
And, I think that's, there's just so many great lessons in there. It's okay to be different, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, it's super uncomfortable, especially if you're in a situation where it's like, I feel like I'm constantly conforming for other people.
Yeah.
Right.
But finding truth too is the theme that you were talking about,
yeah.
where you're like really recognizing what happened, what you saw, what you wrote in your journal was what actually happened. And that's the truth. And I do think it's so important for all individuals to work really hard on removing your own bias.
It's difficult.
Hard. And sometimes that one of the best strategies in doing so is talking to others, whether it's like a counselor or someone else, getting other perspectives. That's what you can see all the effort that she put into that aspect with her book. And you can see that theme coming up, and it's a roller coaster of a ride. 'Cause one second you think she's got it. She's good. She's on a great path. And then it gets reeled back in, and then forward and up and down and up and down. And all of a sudden you're like, what is she going to do? This is crazy. How did this get to this point?
Yeah.
I can't believe this. And I highly recommend this book. I obviously convinced Quinn to dig into it.
I could not recommend this book enough, honestly. and I just think, you know, it's definitely worth your time. It's engaging. It's amazingly written. I mean, she's such a fantastic writer, but it's not dense. It's not difficult to read.
No,
the pages will fly by, and you won't believe your mouth will be dropped at some points. And
for sure.
I think there are so many lessons to be taken away from this right now. And I think right now more than ever, as we're all more insular, right? We're a little bit we're more isolated than ever before,
mm-hmm.
you know, to still be able to, I mean, just read this story, and it will really open your eyes to so many different things. But, you know, we always say our favorite quote is, education is the most powerful weapon which you could use to change the world, by Nelson Mandela. And it 100% is. And in whatever form that takes, whether that's in higher education mm-hmm. or that's, you know, just in high
learning
school
at home.
Or learning at home or just on YouTube. I mean, just educate yourself in whatever mm-hmm. way you can to really try to find the truth
Yeah.
I don't know, for yourself and like find your own voice.
For progress, yeah.
I think that's the best.
So the motto of this story is get educated.
Get educated.
Pun intended.
Yeah, go check it out. The author is Tara Westover, and highly recommend it.
Hope you all have a great day. Thanks for hearing about our thoughts.
Yeah.
And we let us know if you read it or if you're going to read it. We'd love to hear from you.
We would.
Talk to you later.
Bye.